Yo, today's QOD is the major key to reaching your dream is you. Here we go. Back to the Quote of the Day show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Les Brown back on the show today. Les Brown, 2 weeks in a row. And today he's going to encourage you to make the most of you. Les Brown, coming up.
So you want to have an agenda for your life. It's necessary that you have some direction for your life. A friend at the National Speakers Convention gave us presentation, and it really struck me. He was talking about when he was traveling across Europe, Warren Gresham, and he said at different points, soldiers would wake them up on their journey and ask him the question. And I pose this to you. The question was, where have you been? Why are you here? And where are you going? And that's what I ask you. Where have you been? Where have you been up to this point? You look at your life. You look at what you produce. Is it giving you what you want? Are you living on purpose? Are you living your dream? Are you acting on your ideas? Are you doing all you can do? Have you gotten comfortable? Are you procrastinating? Are you evading your own greatness? Are you surrounding yourself with people that can nourish you? Are you challenging yourself? Are you experimenting? Are you learning something different? Is your life an adventure or is it boring? Where have you been? Why are you here? What brought you here? Investing the time, the money. What brought you here? And where are you going? What is it that you can get out of this session, out of this lecture? That when you leave here, rather than this just being a spectator event, that you've got some idea, some dream, that you might have to go back and brush it off and look at it again and say, I've got to do this. This is my stuff. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is why I showed up. Where are you going with your life? What decisions are you making right now as you look into the future? Are you experimenting to find out what are the talents and abilities that you have? See, we're in a time right now. The day is gone where you could just go to college and get out and get a job and work 30 or 40 years with job security and retire with a gold watch. The gold watch days are gone. Brand new day. Party's over. So now you have got to be multi-talented and multi-skilled. You've got to use all your stuff. You don't know what else you can do. I didn't know I can do what I'm doing right now. It's necessary that you stretch and challenge yourself and say, let me see. I start out as a trainer. I'm a trainer. That's what I am. That's what my expertise was in. And then I decided, let me see, can I speak? And then I discovered, hey, I can do that. What if I hadn't tried to do them, just been satisfied with just being a trainer, with a limited vision of myself? And then after training, and then I said, well, maybe I can go into business for myself. And I started speaking, going into business for myself. Well, maybe I could train other speakers and teach them how to go into business for themselves. See, you want to have a backup plan. You want to have other strategies for yourself. In case this doesn't work out, you got something else going over here. You don't want to ever put yourself in a situation where you have a limited vision and you're only using a limited amount of your talents, of your skills, and of your abilities. And I'm saying to you, it's possible you've got some talents, some ideas in you, your ability to do some stuff that you haven't even discovered yet. And I'm suggesting that it's necessary that you get outside of your comfort zone. It's necessary that you develop some new relationships where you can learn from people. It's necessary that you do reading, that you do research. It's necessary, if you're already involved in some business, that you don't be satisfied with where you are. If you want to make it today, it's necessary for you to constantly look at ways of getting better. Not only is it possible for you to have your dream, and it's necessary for you to challenge yourself to go after it and get better and leverage relationships that can help you get to where you want to go, but it's you. The major key to your reaching your dream, your living up to your greatness, your making your contribution is you. If the economy is good, fantastic. If the banks are loaning money, that's great. If people are positive, that's great. You don't have any opposition, that's great. But the major key to your making things happen in your life is you. When I wanted to get on public television, now they tell me, you can't do that. So wait a minute, I've seen these other people on. It's possible I can get on. Leo Bascaglia, John Bradshaw. It's possible. Wait, hold on, time out. Let's be realistic. Come on, be logical. I said, well, wait a minute, why can't I do it? Les, look here. Think about guys who have credentials, all kind of credentials. You don't have any college training. They're not going to put you on television. Give me a break. I said, thank you for that. God love you, and I'm trying. And went on about my business. You hear me? Let me tell you something. What people think about you and the possibilities for your dream is none of your business. That's their business. They have no imagination, ladies and gentlemen. They're living out of the past, out of their memory. Their attitude is it can't be done because they haven't seen it. They're judging according to appearances. The people that are going to make it in the future, the people that are making it today, let me share something with you. History is being read, but it's also being written by people with imagination. So I went to the next mold necessary to start talking to people and seeking and asking for what I wanted and leveraging relationships and trying to find out how do the people do it that went ahead of me? How do they do it? And then what is it I need to do? How is it I need to train myself to develop myself? What's the resources that will be required in order to make it happen? And as I start seeking out and asking questions, I started running into people that I know someone who can help you do that. And they helped me get connected with those people. Remember, we have so much energy that can take us so far. It's necessary that you hook up with some other energy that can take you to the next level. I hooked up with them. They said, let's go. I said, away we go. And guess what? Here we are. I love it. You want your stuff. It's necessary you take responsibility for it, that you make it happen, that you don't give up, that you don't take any objection or disappointment or defeats personally, that you keep on keeping on, that you don't decide that I can't make it because you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that you realize that's a part of the program. And here's something you've got to resolve. Say this to yourself every day. See, as long as you're breathing, you got a shot at your dream. That's the way I resolve. Say this, please. It's not over. Until I win. You've got that right.
That was Les Brown. His website is lesbrown.com. You can watch today's entire talk on YouTube. It is called 2021 Speaker, Les Brown, It's Possible, Full, How to Change Mindset and Get Happiness. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. I will see you tomorrow with Patrick Bet David. Follow me on the Instagram. And if you do not want to hear any more commercials on the show, go to the App Store, download the Stitcher app and join Stitcher Premium. You can listen to the show 100% commercial free for as little as $2.99 per month. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm out. Peace.